Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. He had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who are born, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of hearts, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus loves us so much, he reminds us of this gospel that yes, we are going to go through a lot here on earth. We're going to mourn the loss of loved ones. We're going to face betrayal or false accusations from people at times. We're going to have difficult relationships, health issues. The list can go on and on. But what he reminds us most importantly in this gospel is that our reward will be great in heaven if we are loyal to Christ. There are moments in our lives where it's just a struggle to get out of bed, where we do face difficulties and trials. So we must stay focused on what is to come for us one day, which is the joy that we will all encounter if we are loyal to Christ in heaven. So let us strive to be strong in our faith, to persevere, and to trust that even in our most difficult moments, Christ walks with us always. So if you're facing great trials and tribulations right now here on earth, congratulations, you're on your way to heaven, okay? So you can get your reward here on earth or your reward in heaven. Let's get it in heaven. That's far greater than anything this world can offer us. So what I want us to do right now is just to think of people in our lives that are going through great trials or tribulations, and let's pray for those people. So often we only focus on our own struggles, but who in your life needs your prayers right now? And let's pray for them right now.